Do you know how they record?
Okay. Okay. This meeting is recorded and a host or a participation then. Okay, got it. Okay.
Well, all right.
I was going to ask if you know how it's usually recorded. Is it the cloud? I don't know if Michelle Kaufman ever told us how she recorded it.
I don't know. If you go to the cloud or if you record it to your local computer, I don't think it matters either way.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Excellent. All right, then let's move on. Everybody saw the meeting dates. So it's going to be Tuesday, the fourth week of the month, except for September and November. And November is always the third Tuesday because the next day is Thanksgiving. So, okay, Mary is trying to get on. So,
no, okay. I'm on.
She's on.
Oh, excellent, Mary. You did it. Yay. I'm so happy for you, Mary. Mary, you look great.
Thanks.
You look great, Mary. Okay. And okay, great. Okay, we'll move on to the next. Sarah Teresa, as you know, resigned, and we have a new member, Class A member, Beth Cimino. And Beth, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about us, a little bit about yourself to us?
Beth? Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm Beth Kinigo. Thanks for welcoming me to the committee, Phyllis. I really appreciate it. I have lived here in River Edge since 2009. I have three children, one who graduated from Riverdale in 2018 and attends Boston University. And I've got two children otherwise at Cherry Hill, a sixth grader and a fourth grader. And I have a degree in history from Monmouth University. My focus mostly there was on textiles, but I do have some architectural coursework that I took, some architectural preservation coursework in particular, which was nice. Monmouth had a really nice history program. And so I'm really happy to be here, and hopefully that I can be of some use for you guys.
Welcome. You forgot to mention your husband.
Oh, yes. I'm married. My husband is on the council, Dario Kinigo. He's served two terms now. He's in the second, the middle of his second term.
Because he also was a liaison to the Historic Commission before Michelle.
Oh, I did not realize that. Okay.
It sounds like he did not tell you.
I don't think he did. Or if he did, you know, Phyllis, honestly, we have three kids. A lot of things come in this year and then go out that one. So.
Okay. Well, the thing that we'll be looking for you, Beth, is that very often people call us about, they have a historic house and they're not sure how, if they're going to replace anything, you know, okay, to make sure that they replace it with the era that the house was and that Wonderful. Kind of thing. And sometimes okay. they'll call us about colors for that time period, and then you know, where you can buy classic paint colors and things like that. You know, there's certain brands that do classic colors, you know, and that kind of thing. So that's the kind of thing that Sarah was involved with, you know, the colors and the different things. So that's why because you know, a large part of what we do when it comes to historic homes is we need someone that understands the architecture of that particular period.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. So that's what, but if you have other interests in the commission, that's fine too.
Wonderful. Yeah. And I will definitely, you know, use all of my skills to research that for us when the time comes.
Okay, great. Well, and welcome aboard, Beth.
Thank you, Phyllis. Appreciate it.
Okay. And now we also have a new council person that is the liaison to the commission. Would you like to introduce yourself and say your name, because they're not going to know how to pronounce it. Okay.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My name is Claudiana Malelari. I'm the new liaison to the committee. I'm a new member in the council. I've been living in River Edge for the last 10 years. I have two kids. One is a sixth grader at Roosevelt and a one-year-old baby at home. I'm happy to join the committee, be the liaison between this committee and the commission and the council. Happy to help in any way that I can. I'm a law school graduate from New York Law School, and I'm currently working as a case manager in a law office in Teaneck for a personal injury firm.
Oh, that's great. And now everybody got the handbook. So just summarize why it was created by the council and why we need to have one.
The handbook, I recently got it myself. I didn't get a chance to finish reading it, but I can tell you that last year, under the Joint Insurance Fund, the borough had to update the personnel handbook for all employees and the volunteers, including the cybersecurity handbook for that policy. So that was why this handbook was updated September 13 of last year, 2021. And this was another component of for the volunteers. The handbook summarizes the ethical conduct, the appearance policy, the responsibilities, the duties, the conduct of volunteers, even though they're not employee of the borough, they do have rights and privileges and duties to comply to this, pursuant to this handbook. Specific questions, I will ask that you email me or Lizette, because I have to get accustomed to this handbook. It's new and I'm new too, so I apologize for that, but any questions, please email it to me.
I think most of us haven't had a chance to read it thoroughly yet for questions. Maybe at the next meeting, we will have questions. I guess the only thing is I've been on the volunteer, and Mary Donahue is also, we made it like 15, 20 years and we never had one before. Why did they think there was a need for one now?
It was required by the
state.
Yeah.
By the state?
No. Well, it's a joint insurance fund. It's for the municipalities. All the municipalities have to comply to have for the personnel and the volunteers. And mostly was the cybersecurity, which is a big concern right now. So.
Oh, sure. Was, okay. The for that reason.
I have a question.
Yes.
Deborah Powell. Just can you say where it came from, the document? Was it like something that's available online?
Phyllis should have it. She will distribute it to everyone. It was adopted by resolution number 21-265 on a September 13 meeting of 2021. No. I was told that Phyllis has to is the person to distribute to every member.
Yes, yeah, that's not really what I was asking. I did receive it, and I didn't really have much of a chance.
I thought I did send it to you. Did I send it to you, Deborah?
I did. Yes, okay. I did receive it, but I was just wondering, was it something made available to all the towns, and who created it? That kind of information.
That I don't know,
because I just got
it. Did the town buy it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I was just curious about the formation of something like that. It's probably useful for considering.
Yeah, because I didn't know anything about it, Deborah. I just got it when they emailed me the minutes. They emailed me the handbook, and they didn't say anything except the fact that it was created in September. They didn't say why or. But now the town councilwoman is saying that apparently it was created for cyber reviews and insurance, and it sounds like all the municipalities in the area had to create one.
That's right.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yes.
Any other questions, Deborah? Are you okay?
No, I was just curious about it.
Okay, well, as she said, if you have any other questions, you can email her about it, because I wouldn't be able to answer them. I haven't really finished it all. I read some of it yet. Okay. Jim, has there been any people that have sent in any anything, any photographs or anything to the YouTube account?
Nothing.
We
got that one request from that person that was in response to one of the videos we had up there. And so I replied, this was months ago, and I never heard back.
You said.
So I did notice something on the email, the Historical Commission email. There's something from a person, and I don't know what this is for, from a Peter Huggs about a yearly product subscription for Norton 360 has been renewed. I'm guessing that's got something to do with the archives or something, but just
curious. I don't know anything about that, Jim.
I don't know.
I've gotten messages like that. I think it might be spam.
Just spam? Okay.
It might be. I'm not certain.
Because I didn't get it, Jim. I didn't get that message.
It's on the Historical Commission email.
Okay. Yeah.
I have because if you operate the YouTube channel, you have to also be able to, you have to go through the Gmail account. So that's, I look at that once in a while just to see what's there too, but nobody has responded with any requests or pictures or old videos or anything like that.
So what do you suggest we do? I mean, we did the video. Do you think there are other ways we should reach out?
I think when times get better, which hopefully is soon,
sure.
I think piggybacking on Eric's trips to the library. So like next time he does one of these visits to the library where he has a production or even something in the park, I think that's where you're going to have an audience, and that's where you can make a sales pitch. And, you know, even if you get three people to say, oh, you know, I got somebody else who might be, I think that's the best way to go about getting people to do this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Does anyone else have another thing that they want to say? Anyone else? No.
If I may,
sure.
I don't know if I can, but when a few years back, I live in Bogart between Jefferson and Madison, and I got in a mail an envelope with old pictures when these houses were built in this block. They're black and white. I don't know if I can scan them and email it to you. If I don't have any notes or years when it was, but my house was built in 1920 something. So I can email.
We'd love to have them. We can tell you already. We'd love to have them. Yes, make copies, and I'll give you the person to send it to. We have an archivist, Miriam, and I'll give you her email for you to send it to her.
I'll scan them and I'll email it to her.
And if you can think of, if you know some of the dates, that would be helpful. If you can figure out some.
I have to check the back of the photos because I don't know who sent it. They didn't have a name and it was
really, they just sent it to you. They just sent it to you like that. Don't you think it was a former owner?
It might have been, but maybe like three or four owners previously to the one that I purchased the house.
Oh, right, sure.
So,
okay.
But it was interesting. They were very cool pictures.
Right. Well, I think this could be, Eric, maybe want to chime in about the Bergen County, Eric? About the Bergen County, if anybody.
Yeah, we got through Ryan Gibbons at This Is River Edge. Robert Young was in touch with me a couple of weeks back, and he is associated with the Bergen County Players. And he wanted to see if we had any pictures or any information about the site of the Bergen County Players when they called River Edge their home, which was until, I think, 1944, when a fire destroyed the barn that they were called home. And he had a picture taken from the Bergen Record of the fire and a couple of clippings I think I sent along to all of you. And he, in fact, called me back, I think yesterday, a second time, with an obituary of someone named Werner, who apparently owned the property before it was sold and turned into a subdivision, I guess, which is now Cherry Muse. And he was asking whether I wanted to knock on the door of a person who lived on Howland there, but with the last name of Werner. And I said that I was going to circulate, as I did to you guys, I'm going to post something next week at This Is River Edge, one of the journeys into River Edge with his attachments, and see if it gains any traction before I make a cold call to the house there. But
Eric, I had looked, as you had mentioned, with the archive. Someone had asked me before, I can't remember the name of the person, but probably someone associated with the Bergen County Players had asked me before if we had, because it was originally, as you said, residing in River Edge, if we had any photographs, and we did not have any. But, right. You know, maybe some, you know, as you say, there's, you know, when you put it out there, maybe you'll find somebody that did, you never know.
Deborah, he said that he had touched base with the Bergen County Historical Society and worked through the record, I guess. The you know, modern day version of microfiche, but I don't you know, I said I was going to touch base, so if anybody has any insight, you know, let me know and I'll get back to him. Otherwise, I'm going to post something on Facebook next week and see if that gains anything, and worst comes to worst, maybe I'll go with him and knock on that door. But
I wouldn't do it by yourself, right? Just in case, you never know. Okay, all right, well, thank you, Eric. The next thing is, to the new people that are on, Beth and the councilwoman that we would like to have a formal hearing for designation of two historic homes, but we have been waiting until till we could do it in person because we just don't feel that, you know, it will get enough credit doing it, you know, remotely. Councilwoman, I know that the last we had heard from Michelle, she said that that right now there you intend to do remote through March. Is that correct?
That's correct. At least to
and
the
then I guess we're going to reassess in March and see how things go.
Yes, at our last meeting in February, we will reassess the situation with COVID and all that, and make a decision if we're going back in person in first meeting in March or no.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Yes, I figured out. So we're going to, that's why I said it will, I guess we'll bring it up again in March and see if you go back in person, then we'll ask you to contact the attorney to set a date to do that in council.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing, the QR people, QR code people, did anyone meet to do more work on the, you know, the street signs?
So, Mike and I both went out, I can't forget when this was. We got about six streets done, I would say.
Wonderful. Recorded.
And then we kind of paused. So the weather kind of got cold, I guess you could say. But I think, and we've also talked about getting his son, Michael, to be the person to do the voiceovers for the rest of them. So I would say, you know, and Mike and I have been in communication. So once the weather gets a little better, that probably will, I would say, be finishing up, and then finally we can put this thing into play, I would say.
Right. Because I know Eric, you know, did a lot of the definition of the streets for you, correct? Do you need Eric
Eric gave us the scripts, and I think Mike Jr. Ginsch will be providing the voice, and it'll be a neat little production once it's done.
Okay, great. Okay, good. I'm really looking forward to that because, you know.
So does that mean we might be back in person in April?
I hope so. I don't think that we know any more than the councilwoman knows. I mean, you know,
it depends on the situation.
Right. Sure.
Our meeting will be the last one in February to decide if we're going in the first meeting in March. So by the time we have our meeting March 22nd, we'll know for sure if we're back in person or not.
Yeah, I just think you can't answer that question because you don't know.
It's not my decision. That's what we have decided so far. So we will know more later.
Depends on the COVID numbers.
Exactly.
That's basically it. And we hope for everyone's sake, we hope it's better in the spring. Let's hope so. Okay. Lewis, do you have anything to add about the Instagram? And you've been posting anything, Lewis?
Actually, we finally managed to start our project in the high school, and we actually interviewed Mr. Ortiz, and we got a lot of...
Oh, Mr. Ortiz still works there. He was the...
He was a golf coach back in the high school for a very, very long time, ever since I think the date was 1967 is when he started in the high school. And so we did a whole interview, and we got a whole bunch of pictures from him because he has a whole album. Yeah, and so he had a whole album of all the pictures from when he was still working in high school. And sure. And so I have a whole bunch of pictures from when, you know, Reagan came to the high school, a whole bunch of pictures from
that. Oh, that's great.
And so then I want to actually put it into our archive because I have them like on my phone, a whole bunch of pictures.
How about if we put it in Mr. Carter, I would always suggest that we put it in a flash drive. Is that part of it too?
That we could do that. I don't mind putting it in a flash drive. So then what will we do with that? Will we upload it to some sort of like bigger drive or?
I don't know. Before you do that, let me talk to Miriam tomorrow. She wasn't able to do the Zoom, and ask her how she would want them, if she wants you to just email them to her and she'll put them in the archives. That's great. Mm-hmm. And also were you going to be doing a joint program with Eric also when I thought you guys
Originally what happened was that we were going, I was going to ask other members of my history club if they wanted to become part of this, but right. no one really stood out like originally. So instead I just essentially connected Eric to Miss Liberto, who is like the internship and like and special like project like person in the high school. Okay. And so then we found a way, and so that the whole school can get an opportunity to get at this if they want to, for any future programs.
Right. So do you have other ones planned? Now you did, Mr. Ortiz. Do you have other ones planned for?
We have a whole like collection of teachers at the high school have been there for decades, and so the whole reason why we want to do this is because we want to create the cultural mosaic of kind of, you know, our history here in town, as me and Eric had thought about in the summer. And so now actually this week we're going to have a history meeting in the library where we go through all of the old high school yearbooks, and we're going to go find people who are still in town today and hopefully find some old pictures and stuff so we can, you know, create that mosaic.
Okay, good.
That's the whole idea, right?
And of course, you know, one person that's on the Historic Commission went to Rivendell, Jim, if he can help you. Mm. Right, Jim?
That's true.
What year did you graduate, Jim?
85.
There you go. So,
okay.
So, you know, if he, just saying, he should go to you if he doesn't know who all of the old teachers are, you might know.
That's true. I had Mr. Ortiz as a teacher myself.
Did you have him for Spanish?
I had him in Spanish. I also had Coach Lorm.
Yeah, who is also still in the high school. So that is it. Yes. Yep. So that's another one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's great. So you can, as they say, if you need help, Jim can certainly help you with the yearbooks. Correct, Jim? Sure?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, great. All right, Eric. This is River Edge Local Stories. You have something you want to say about Facebook? Did you learn some things from different people, Eric?
We're posting, I guess I'm going through one of the histories and doing every other week called Little Histories, dates of the course of River Edge. And they're going to be doing the Howland Avenue. We did, interesting, it was a postcard we did a feature on, and it identified a street as Prospect Avenue, which I think in fact was Summit Avenue. So that generated some interesting discussion. Mm-hmm. So we're taking as people find things and have questions, try to circulate and just create a buzz about River Edge and sense of place.
Eric, where did you get the last one that you posted? Where did you get the photographs of the fire department and the fire engine? Where did you get those?
A pamphlet that was from the fire department, their 75th anniversary.
So, okay.
And that,
do we have that we can archive that?
Yep. I think there's some extras, and there's a booklet I got from, it was an extra copy. I think it's.
Did you give one to Marion or no?
Yeah. So
you think you did?
I got it from the library saying that those were extras that you already have. So.
Oh, we have. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that was a very good one.
And there's a brochure that they gave me from the library, 1959, from the League of Women Voters. So I'm interested.
Oh, wow.
In there too. I guess we did something last week about when there was skating in Memorial Park. And there's some other pictures that are going to be coming through there in weeks to come.
Oh, okay, great. All right. Well, stay with us, Eric. Do you have, because I wanted to put some of them for our review for the CLG for Descent to the Historic Commission in Trenton. Do you have any photographs of the outdoor ones that we did for July 4th and Veterans? Did you take any pictures of any of that?
I'll send them along to you.
Okay, I don't need them right at the minute, but yes, in February, will you send them to me? And then, you know, maybe a little bit about them, because I think that they're going to want to know that we did that. And remember, I still have the photographs stored for if you want, you know, at the Cultural Center.
All righty.
You know, you remember you gave me them to store, so we still got them.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to say about Facebook, Eric, before we...
That's it for now. Anybody, you know, ideas and all, and you know, we'll post it. So
we'll post it.
Eric, your posts are great. They're very informative and really connect to the town. I think everybody enjoys them.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're fortunate also to have Eric on the commission. He's a wonderful writer, so that also helps.
I couldn't agree more. I've learned a lot about River Edge just by reading your posts. And it's super interesting to me as someone who didn't grow up here to be able to read about this stuff. I look forward to and enjoy them very much, Eric. So keep up the great work. I love it.
If you can circulate anything, it's I'm hoping that it's not just about history, but it's about reaffirming a sense of place, that it ties the dots from the past to the present and provides a foundation for a vision, you know, that we have some say in where we go as a community.
Mm. That's interesting.
Okay. And I'll be asking everybody next month to give me a little summary of things that they did this year for the commission, because I have to send that yearly report of the CLG to Trenton. So, but I'll be, questioning, sending it to everybody, so that we keep our CLG status. And that gives us the ideas for other things and grants. Miriam was not able to come to this Zoom meeting, but I'm going to be meeting her, the archivist, but I'm going to be meeting her in February, and she's going to be start to put together the Omega program with the online, so that we can have a lot of our archives online, which is something we've been wanting to do for 5 years. So I'm very excited about the fact that we'll be able to put some of our archives online. She's worked with the Omega program before because they have it at the, and she said if she has any problems, her past college professors will help her. They've already told her. So I'll be seeing Miriam in February. Okay, Councilwoman, how are things on the budget? Will we not find out the final budget till April? Is that correct?
That's correct.
What about how much can we, is there a 20% portion or something that we can use between now and April? Because I was told that we can purchase, because it wasn't going to be a lot of money, purchase the Omega program so that she can start working on it.
That I don't know. I have to ask Michelle, your prior liaison, okay. Because she didn't give me that information.
Okay. And I guess maybe Lizette as well, as far as the budget. But I'm pretty sure that that we are allowed to use a certain percentage. But if you can find out the percentage, that would help. So this way, in February, Miriam plans on purchasing this program. And as I said, we've been trying to get get online for 5 years. So I'm thrilled that we have a person not only that can do the program, but knows how to put the stuff online. Because we thought we would need a grant for that, but she knows how to do it.
I will ask and I'll get back to you on our next meeting.
Okay, so that's the budget. Okay. A part of what the Trenton expects of us is that we have the Historic Commission, our survey of River Edge online digitally. And I believe it is, I have to check again with the county, but I believe it is that we could send that to Trenton if they would need to look at that. Because that's one of the things that we're supposed to do is keep keep a digital survey of the town with the different homes so that, people don't have to go through a whole bunch of papers. They can just click on and look at the digital survey of the town. Okay, another thing that we do is we do the oral histories. Jim, were you interested in doing another oral history? I didn't have any problem if you did it with Chief Walker, because you said you know him.
Yes, I grew up with Mike. So yes, we're going to do something together probably in the spring.
Okay, great. Because he grew up in the hometown of,
Yes, and he loves talking about River Edge, so he'll be perfect.
Okay, good. And I understand that, we could get people that are, lesser, important, but I think that a hometown person that's now moved up to become, police chief is an important person.
He'll be good. And he's a good, he can talk. So he's real, he'll be great.
So you do it yourself or you do it with your son? I know he helped you the last time.
Well, he's away at college now, so.
Oh, he's away. Okay, so you'll have to do it then, okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Now, where is he at college now? Sorry. Where is your son at college now?
Loyola, Maryland.
Oh, great, okay.
He goes back this weekend, unless we have a blizzard.
They're talking about snow for Saturday. I don't know. I don't think they're saying blizzard though.
Yeah, big could be big storm. 40 to 60 mile an hour winds could be.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll wait and see about that one. Okay. Deborah, Newbridge Landing update.
I just have a few things. We had a pop-up walking tour on January 2nd. Had a large reach by Facebook, over 11,000, but it turned out only 15 people showed up. I'm not sure if it was the rain just further north or Omicron, but the weather did hold out for us, and it was a high of 52 degrees. So I had sort of developed doing pop-up walking tours based on when the weather looked like it would be warm enough, even in January and February, March, whatever. It was the first walking tour that I gave where we had the three new interpretive signs to incorporate five altogether. Mike Ginch and Scott, I'm drawing Diebel. A blank. What, Mike?
Diebel.
I don't think the name is coming across clearly.
S-Y-B-E-L.
Seibel, right. We're in, you know, just so important in getting them installed. So that was like huge for us. It was exciting for me because I created them, designed them. They were a big hit with the visitors. It's a thrill to see visitors enjoying the experience. They were paid for by the Historic Newbridge Landing Park Commission funding, the signs themselves. So we have plans for other ones at the site. I did have two visitors that day from River Edge, the two PAC 95 scout leaders, and they came back the week later to do the QR code scout history challenge through the site. So that was neat. And you know, then they sent requests. They completed the survey, the challenge online, and then I emailed them back the Bergen County History Challenge certificate. So people get a kick out of that. As far as the museum goes, we did have a fundraiser, very successful fundraising through the fall to the end of the year. And interestingly, a check by New Milford Mayor Michael Petrino and his mother, Deborah Petrino, made us the recipient of a $12,000 check from their church that was dissolving in New Milford. So that was extremely nice that they did that for us. Michael Petrino also wrote a letter of support that we're using for our fundraising package.
What is the status of the building?
As far as the building, you know, we, you know, just to, it's one step at a time. We had a question out to the Board of Utilities on whether we needed a TWA connection for the sewer. And our engineer reached out to the DEP, who advised we are not required to do one. So that status, you know, now the permitting for the waterfront permitting for the site is, you know, before the DEP. We've also been talking to a contractor to start lining up, you know, actually, you know, moving forward with the different, you know, companies that we're going to rely on to build this building. So that's where we're at. Well, and I think that's pretty much all I have right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Deborah. Your posts on Facebook are very good as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very, very detailed.
You know. Yeah, when I can tuck them in, they the day job gets in the way, but.
Well, we do. Anything else you want to say about the, you know, with Hurricane Ida? Did you have things that still have to be fixed as far as Newbridge?
Be fixed?
Yeah, you know, because you know, with Hurricane Ida, you said there was some steps and things.
Not that I can think off of hand.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Deborah. Then, Mike, Michael Ginch, did you have something you wanted to tell the commission, Mike?
No, not right now. Thanks.
Not right now. Okay. Okay.
No.
Next meeting then, maybe. Okay, you'll mention sure. that. Okay. All right. Well, listen. Does anyone else have anything? I thought I was thorough on the agenda, but if anybody has anything else that they'd like to, that we did not bring up, that they'd like to bring up now, feel free Phyllis? To do that. Yes.
Phyllis, are we going to have a report on the CLG? Do you want to do that report together?
I'm going to need you to help me write it, Mary.
Okay.
All right, as usual. Yes, when we get everybody's stuff in February, it's due at the end of March. Yeah, Mary has been the one that's helped us. That's why we still have the CLG status, because Mary's so good at writing stuff. And you're still such a fast typist, Mary? Still? Are you still a fast typist like you used to be?
Yep.
Yep, okay, good. All right, and very good, Mary. And our next meeting will be February 22nd, and then if everybody might want to send Mary a birthday card in February.
Oh, oh yeah, the Valentine's Day.
Right. And,
yeah.
Mary, you tell them how old you, I'm not going to say it, you say.
I'm going to be 97.
Wow.
Isn't that something? I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. You look great, Mary. All right. Well, listen, it was very nice to have the new people on. Beth, nice to meet you. And the new council person, it's nice to meet you. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Zoom in February. So everybody have a good evening, and we'll see you in February. And if you have any questions about the volunteer book, please email. Right. Okay.
And Phyllis, right.
Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.
You'll get in touch with me about meeting.
About what?
About the meeting when we're going to work together.
Yes, I will. Okay. Absolutely. No problem. All right. Good night, everybody.